I have. Do we have enough people?
All right, it's 5 o'clock, so it's time to start our McKinney Library. And then we have, my goodness, I was worried about you. Okay, it's time to start our McKinney Library Advisory Board meeting. Today is May 19th, 2022, and we start at 5 p.m., and we're at the John and Judy Gay Library. I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call so we know who's present. Amber Duzart is not present. Jimmy Stewart is not present. Lauren Smith Carter.
I'm present.
Kelly Gentunin is not present. Sally Huggins
present.
Is present. Elizabeth Michelle
present.
Is present. Pete Samsuri
present.
Okay. All righty. We have some guests here as well. So I would like to call your attention, first of all, to the minutes of our last meeting, which was the April 21st board meeting, and you have that in your packets. I'm sure you've had a chance to review it and see if there are any questions or comments, corrections, anything that you'd like to point out to us. Not hearing a lot of comments from y'all. So if there are no comments or questions or corrections, do we have a motion about the minutes?
I move we accept the minutes as written.
Thank you. Pete Samsuri has made a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. Lauren Smith Carter has made a second to that motion. All in favor of the motion to approve the minutes? Say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you for those minutes, Alicia. The next item on our agenda is to discuss the John and Judy Gay Public Services Report. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Helen Talley.
Hi. Yes, so I am here, and one of my first priorities is to introduce David Dagata.
Welcome.
To the board, who is replacing Ed Veal, who, as you know, moved over to the Hall Library to be the branch manager. And so David will be the systems team leader and the assistant branch manager. I don't know how much you want me to fill in for you, or if you want to speak to your background and your experience. Very has lots of public library experience and all that has found.
I've been in public libraries for almost 10 years at this point. Various roles, all the way from a children's librarian up to systems librarian. So two different ILSs, Koha's a new one I'm learning, so that's really nice. That's open source, so it's a lot different. So good to figure that stuff out. But a lot of stuff kind of is still the same in that sense. Oversaw people in different various roles. It's really good. And I like McKinney. It's very forward thinking. I mean, the way you guys are using iPads for search stations and all this, I don't want to get into the minutiae. Yeah, you guys are very forward thinking here, which made me want to come.
So you've been with us how many weeks now?
Yeah, almost 4.
Almost 4 weeks.
Oh, long time.
Yeah.
David will be kind of the project manager for the SharePoint team that we've got going, mm-hmm. and just has all sorts of other projects that he's working on with the systems team. We're really happy that he's here, and it's been a long about a year, and so we're thrilled that he's here. He's already doing great stuff, so you'll probably see it throughout the library as well. And then, of course, as we just mentioned, we're in the middle of early voting, my guess is we'll probably be the busiest location again. Our voting judge, gave me that information for the last election. So we've been busy, but everything's been very calm. They've handled everything really well. Things are going very, very smoothly. And we just hired 3 shelvers. We actually lost 3 shelvers within a period of time of about 2 weeks to a month. And so we were, it was rough for a little while, but Emma, our loan shelver, did an amazing job. She was really just working so hard. But we've now got all four of our shelvers back, so we're just thrilled to have them, and things are going, especially right at the cusp of summer, so it's a huge relief to have that fully staffed. I'm not sure how much has been mentioned, but we have started working on our staff self-scheduling model, which has been going pretty well. It's a completely new system. This is taking the burden off of, we usually had one scheduler at each library location, and it was very, very time consuming. And now we've really kind of put the onus on the staff to schedule their time. We've set up guidelines, hours per week of what they need to do, what is considered a public-facing hour, desk schedule. And so we've been working on that. We had a meeting today just to kind of tweak the verbiage for getting ready for summer. This will be the first time that they'll be scheduling their own programs, so that's going to be different. But honestly, I didn't know what to expect, but it seems to be going pretty smoothly, and everybody's adapting and getting kind of used to it. So
for a frame of reference, it's a lot like a retail shift schedule. We have so many zones we need people in, and it's a puzzle for the supervisor in the past to fill those in with everyone and then to deal with the criticisms of, well, you put me here, but I needed to go to this meeting and that meeting, and so we've really just turned it over so staff can, they know when they're supposed to be doing other things so they can take care of it. And like she said, it seems to be working at both locations pretty well.
Yeah. And one thing that I didn't get put in this was we did have some issues with the HVAC last week. The unit for the older section, there was, I think, a leak in the chiller, and so we had to close Thursday and Friday. The staff area was just, it was about 80 degrees back there, so it was really difficult for staff to be there constantly and to be checking in and doing the AMH. So we gave some staff the option to work over at Hall, which was nice and cool, or they could take time off. And then a few of us stayed here and just made sure the AMH was always clear and we got things shelved so that it wouldn't be a disaster, when we opened back up. But we did open back up Saturday, and they worked really well. The staff just, it was still warm. It didn't get fixed until Monday, but they just would go and take a break in the areas of the building that were cooler, and were able to cool down. Nobody got sick or passed out, thank goodness. And we managed to stay open until they got it fixed on Monday. So it just a little hiccup, but it went.
And the reason it took so long was that we could not get the part.
The part, of course.
It's supply chain issue. So they ordered two parts. So if it happens again, they don't have to worry about that. So.
And I did just want to, again, I forgot to put this in here. I did want to throw this in there, that Linkso was in fairly recently to replace some of the cleats, which we know is the technical term for the blue things on the AMH that grab the books and move them along. They will be coming out before summer to replace all of them. They have a new kind of design that's a lot better. It doesn't get worn down as quickly, I think. So they'll be... Hopefully. but it just seems like as they, with the volume, that they were just getting worn down. So I think these are a little bit more high tech, and they're going to come and try to do it all in one day and get all of them replaced. So hopefully we won't encounter that anytime soon.
One of the problems with having a library that does the volume that this library does is a lot of those things that work in other places find out when they see our volume that they don't necessarily work the same way here. So
apologies, I forgot to put that in there, but I did want to mention that. So hopefully it will be minimal downtime and we'll get a maximum. It's very sad to see those little books slide back down because they just can't make it over the little hill. So, but yeah, so that will be happening definitely before June 4th when summer break starts.
Nice.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or anything?
Talking about that system, being a mechanical engineer by education, that was fascinating. Have we ever done STEM tours?
We'll give tours on demand to any group that asks for it. Typically, we get them more with the Hall location because the schools down there are the ones who want to, they're within walking distance and want to come give those tours. But anyone who wants a tour on demand, we can give them a tour. We've had plenty of people back there with their kids, you know, because they're looking at it to show it off. I think you're right. It's kind of amazing how some of the things are just so simple, but they work, and someone had the thought to put them all together. Mm-hmm. That's the key. So, but that's one of the things where the work, even though it's getting as busy as it was pre-pandemic, isn't feeling that way because that's taken so much of that staff time. It's functioning just like we hoped it would. So. Minus a book here or there that gets eaten.
Any questions or anything else for Helen or David? Welcome, David.
Oh.
It's good to meet you. Next on our agenda will be the director's report. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Spencer.
Okay. Before David leaves, I just want to say if you have any complaints at all about the catalog ever, it's David's fault. He is taking care of that stuff. So. All the good things you see, that was me.
Of course.
Thank you. My report here, just very similar to what we've been seeing, that we're busier than 2021, but not quite back to 2019. And digital checkouts continue to grow and remain strong. I've actually done some early analysis to really figure out with the change in circulation time periods what the usage is like, because we went from 2 weeks checkout to 3 weeks checkout. And I've got some things coming back that show that it's actually right on par with 2019 when you account for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just fewer checkouts because people are keeping up for an extra week. But that's exciting for us. May is shaping up to be busy as well. PC sessions continue to be down, but they're up. It's about on par for last year, but we're seeing John and Judy Gay's numbers kind of come back up. In general, we still don't count Wi-Fi sessions, so we're still not getting an accurate reflection of that use. That's one of David's tasks, is to work with IT to get a splash page and to start counting those Wi-Fi sessions, because I think when we add those in, we'll see that we're... that's a big way we're being used right now, is they're just not using our machines, but they're using our data.
So they're just coming in here
with their own device. When the school shut down and the move even before then for all the students to get their own Chromebooks, and people, you know, started working from home, they bought new devices, they're coming in and using that. And also, since you can print remotely from that device, you don't even have to get on our machines to take kind of full advantage of it. It's continued use. It's just the pattern has always been here that they're shorter sessions, and at Hall they're always longer mm-hmm. sessions, and that's maintained. It's just fewer of them. And then programming, this is where you see the big dump, because in 2020 we had no programming because we were closed. In 2021 we hardly had any programming in April because we kicked back up in the summer. Mm-hmm. April is pretty close to 2019 numbers mm-hmm. for program attendance, mostly because Arts in Bloom at both. We had a nice presence at Arts in Bloom. I know I went out there on the Sunday and worked, and we had a nice kind of faux grass set up with some fencing around. Staff did a great job setting that up and getting stuff out there. But in general, our youth programs have continued to be pretty strong. And our teen programs have a few real all-stars, and our adult programs do as well. But we're still trying to figure out what gets certain people in the building at this time. Mm-hmm. And then the unique card holders who checked out in April. So that is, again, if they check out one time, or if they check out once every day, it still counts them as just one. So this is a good indication of the number of at least households or families or people who are using us. So we're at about, we're lower than 2019. When you look at Hall, it's quite a bit lower at 67%. But John and Judy Gay's at 92% of peak use pre-pandemic for that number. One thing that we also know is that many of our cardholders are household cards, where, you know, the mom or the dad has one card, but they check out for five, mm-hmm. ten, you know, hopefully not 10 people, that would be tough. But if they like it. But so that's what we're trying to do, mm-hmm. is really peg how many people is that, and that's a difficult thing for us. We can get a rough household count, and households typically mm-hmm. are showing that they're about 92 to 95% of cardholders that are mm-hmm. used. So it's kind of, it's not quite a one-to-one, but that's how we know that we're getting that kind of pass through. Mm-hmm. Other things that aren't in the report that are going on, we do have our summer guides out. They're online, they're out. We're ready to go on that. It's going to be a good summer. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, we have our Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage program at Hall Library. So we should block off Hunt Street in front of it and have in the courtyard. I think we have 20 different partner groups coming out to work with us on that. So we're anticipating that to be a really nice event. Stop by, please, if you can. I will be coaching a softball tournament, so I won't be able to make it, unfortunately. And everything else is kind of moving along as planned. It's going pretty smooth. There has been another staff change. We got permission a little while back to reclassify a librarian one level position to a librarian supervisor level position. So Gary could have kind of an assistant programs manager, just like the other branches have an assistant manager. And Casey Falcone, who is a librarian one who's been in the programming department, it was a competitive promotional process. We interviewed four different librarians, and she blew everybody away. So she's going to be taking a larger role in the program management and logistics side of things. And many of those people that Gary was supervising are moved under her, and she's under him.
Is this the gal who made the presentation a couple of weeks ago?
When I wasn't here, was Casey?
With Gary?
No.
That was Megan. No, yes. So, yeah. Megan is our outreach librarian. Yeah. And so she's working to have her full outreach plan go. We just have a real benefit of having a good pool of people at that level who, you know, have futures here in higher level positions. Mm-hmm. But that opportunity should allow us to get a little more formalized, really focus on the quality, quantity we're happy with. We're gonna do over 1,000 programs, classes, and events this year. Our focus now is gonna turn into improving the quality of all those events. Mm-hmm. Part of that's through partnerships, part of that's through just learning and digging back and improving on what we have now. Mm-hmm. So.
And do you have a running goal for staff this year?
For?
Staff, you know, it was 3,500 a year ago.
For programs?
Projects.
We shifted to the programs, again, to focus on quality. Mm-hmm. As we shifted that, and that number comes about from taking every kind of full-time person and averaging that they do one thing a week, we get to that number, and the part-timers have also stepped up and said, well, we want to chip in too, and they do some really great programs too. So it's really trying to get that culture set where everybody's happy and participating. Mm-hmm. This summer, we always internally talk about how the summer of 2019 was the best summer reading program, or summer 2020 2020 was the best summer reading program that never happened, because everything went perfectly in our heads, right? If we could only have done it.
Just didn't see people, but
yes,
hey.
Yes, but we're really excited about this year's summer program. With the way we're doing special events, there's going to be a mini Renaissance Festival and all these other things coming up this summer. We are hoping to get back to about 100% of mm-hmm. what we were used to before, at least at this location, hopefully at Hall as well. Mm-hmm. So those are the main things that are going on other than the numbers from last month. Any questions, anything else? I'm leaving off the table. Yes, ma'am.
I have a report going.
That was the thing. Thank you. The council appreciated the report and for the long-range plan and supported it. It's now up on the website. We've adopted it. So with your, with your input, getting that back, council said yes. So it's there. That is also, those things are in Casey's new position, she's going to be in charge of bringing some of those things on board. In David's work here, he's going to be charged of bringing some of those things on board. So we're excited to see. Some of those things might happen a lot sooner than later, just because of we have people with the skills now that we would have had to build up before. So,
Are you going to make hard copies of it?
For the public? We can.
At least the board.
Oh, did we not? Yes, we will. I'll print them off for the long range plan.
Did we do that last week? I think we want a copy.
Yeah, I thought.
It's not the updated one.
We can get it to you, Pete. I'll bring it next meeting, if that's okay.
We did have one at the meeting.
Yeah.
Was that the meeting you went?
It had. Yeah, it was not the... It was a draft copy, not the final copy.
Oh.
So, but that's been fixed. But it's on the website, too, under Long Range Plan. You can find it there. That went well. And then we will... we're in the budget season now, so we'll learn... I'll tell you the things that we requested for supplementals. We requested $60,000 additional dollars for ebooks, because that's where we've shifted that much money since the pandemic, and demand for print books hasn't gone away. It's been about the same or increased, so we're trying to get that. We asked for LinkedIn Learning, a subscription to LinkedIn Learning for the public, so we can get back to the adult education with official CEUs. We asked for online streaming video, Access Video on Demand, that does BBC content, HBO documentary content, and a whole children's module with some PBS Kids content, to dip our toe in that water. And we asked for an archival scanner to have in our genealogy department, so we can scan our own materials and digitize our own materials, as well as making it available to the public to digitize theirs. In the meeting today, I think we're talking with the budget office. We might just go ahead and get the archival scanner now and not wait for next year's budget, so we can do that. So when we're doing our digital displays of yearbooks and scrapbooks and things, we can do it in-house instead of having to, with high quality, instead of having to worry about that. So, and the courtyard at Hall, it's been a long, suffering project. We're hoping by the end of July it will be complete. So we finally gone through. It's not the same plan, but they will improve the lighting, raise the lighting up with taller light posts to actually illuminate the space, remove the ground cover and put crushed granite with some stepping stones and potted plants, and fix the drainage so we can actually host programs in that courtyard cleanly at night when it's dark and things like that. So that's happening too.
Amazing.
And it's Ed Veal's fault if it doesn't happen by July.
Well, we'll bring that up to
we're,
Ed.
We're working on it. No, Ed's been great wrangling that project in. So.
Is there a kickoff, Spencer? Is there like a kickoff event or something? It's the 4th, but what is it?
If you
happen?
Click to this, or click. If you flip to the... are the doors locked?
I didn't lock it.
No?
Who's there?
There we go. If you look there on the one that
which
is
one am
on,
I clicking on
the June 4th, the Once Upon a Ferry,
okay.
That's the big one.
It's on a Saturday.
John and Judy Gay.
It's on a Saturday
this
time. That's why I was looking at it, kind of wondering we're doing
so
on
that's
Saturday.
The kickoff.
Okay.
And we'll have all the Beanstack tracking and everything.
Okay, so that's when it all starts?
Yes.
They start tracking on the 4th, so
yes.
Okay. That's what I wasn't sure of when it was actually starting. Okay. Any other questions for Spencer or comments or anything that you guys have? My goodness, we're not a talkative questioning group today. Yes?
I do have a question about usage.
Yes.
You were saying that it was kind of challenging to measure the usage with 3-week checkouts or 2-week checkouts. Is there a way that you can look at, instead of calling it a checkout, calling it 8 days?
Yeah, so
or
what?
Calling it 9 days.
Yeah.
And then you're measuring usage that way.
So, what we've done, or what I've done, is gone through and determined the max potential checkouts of a reasonable fashion. So if everything was checked out constantly for the full 3 weeks, you get 17 and a third checkouts per item. And then you look at the actual number of checkouts for that amount of time, and you can say, well, we're at a certain percentage of max reasonable. Things get returned early sometimes, sometimes late. And in 2021, we were at 45% max, or 40, sorry, I don't have the numbers in front of me. In 2019, we're at 35%, and so far this year, just through April, if you just keep those weeks, we're at 38%. So that's where we're just trying to see, does that hold true? Are we biasing the data? Because you're always going to get higher to your threshold the longer your checkouts are. Going by day, where everything can be checked out potentially 365 days, would be another thing. But I can't compare that with other libraries as easily. But I know other libraries' checkout periods and number of checkouts. So that's where, and volume of collection. So that's what I was talking about there, to show that we are, the collection is being used at a rate that is similar to pre-pandemic. Plus, we have an extra 3,000 people using ebooks that are doubling in versus, or quadrupling versus that time. So I can get into those weeds anytime you want. So fun stuff.
You clarified.
Yeah. But yes, same thought process.
Okay, did we have any other comments or questions for anyone? Okay. The next meeting date that we're going to have as a board is Thursday, of course, June 16th, 2022, and it will be downtown at the Hall Library at 5 o'clock, our usual time. So now that we've gone through the agenda, do I hear a motion from anyone to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Thank you, Peter. And a second.
I was
just waiting for you, Lauren. And the second is from Lauren. All in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much for a very efficient and good meeting.